When we first sat down to talk, one of the questions I asked you was why classical music was so big in Japan. In my naive awareness of things, there were Americans, you know, stationed in Japan post-World War II, and that introduced bands to the country. And I sort of had this idea that the heritage kind of began there. We all know that graphic novels are nothing new in Japan. We kind of, it's one of those things we borrowed from y'all. But it never occurred to me that might be what's keeping music alive and growing in young people.
Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about Nodame Cantabile, which is a big hit manga in Japan. And I'll mention how it completely revolutionized the way classical music happens in Japan. But before that, I wanted to explain just a little bit about what this Nodame Cantabile is all about. So it's written by an author named Ninomiya, and she bases it off of a character called Megumi Noda, also known as Nodame, a real person. And the inspiration of this manga came when Noda, who was a music student and a pianist, posted a photo of her messy room on a website that the author Ninomiya was managing. And this inspired her to start a comedy series about a sloppy music student. It's hilarious. It's just really, really funny.
You were aware of the graphic novels before the movies.
The story that the author wrote came in 16 volumes, so it's very long. The manga, the comic book itself, sold more than 19 million copies in the first 3 years that it was published. And of the 16 volumes of the story, the comic, the first 9 were adapted as live-action television drama. So it was a TV series. This really was the turning point of classical music in Japan. And the reason why I say that is because when the producers decided to put this comic into real-life actors and put it on TV, they really made sure that the music that was heard was performed at a high quality. So they hired the Tokyo Metropolitan Symphony Orchestra to record all the music that was being performed, and many of the compositions were conducted by Maestro James Dupuis. So in Japan, if you played Beethoven 7 in a grocery store, people immediately associate that with, it's the Nodame Cantabile's first theme, the opening theme. And if you hear like Rhapsody in Blue playing in the elevator, majority will recognize that as the ending theme of Nodame Cantabile. The producers released CDs of the performances heard on TV. There were a total of 7 CDs. The Brahms 1 Schubert Unfinished CD was sold over 50,000 copies in the first month. This really increased the audience attendance of live orchestra concerts around Japan because they could do a lot of marketing by coupling it with, heard on Nodame Cantabile, Brahms Symphony 1, heard on Nodame Cantabile, Rhapsody.
So how did this change things?
For the first time in Japan, this was a main thing. Like, it was all about classical music, like, boom, right in your face. It's just an appreciation thing. Oh, and then I think it was really smart that the author made this a comedy because it's hilarious. It's absolutely, every other moment you're laughing so much, but all in the realm of this. The conversation topic is about the major composers. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Right. One of the aspects that people will see at the movie when we show this at the film bar is the choreography of the orchestra. They choreographed the orchestra, and it's so out of this world, and I don't want to give it away. You just have to come and see it.
So, Katara, when I ask you, if I take a young person to see Nodame Cantabile, are they going to become a conductor?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I want to say yes, but I hope that's no, because then that's way too much competition for me.
There you go.